They've known for 16 months that this date was coming. That's why the House acted twice last year. But yet Senate Democrats and the president have never passed anything. It's time for them to do their work.
President Obama and House Speaker John Boehner haven't spoken since last Thursday. The Speaker and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid haven't met since January 21st. That was Speaker Boehner right there. And as we count down to sequestration, there are just 2 days to go now.
Joining us live is Maryland Democratic Senator Ben Cardin. Senator Cardin, good to have you with us this morning. Is there a sense of urgency on Capitol Hill about trying to find a solution?
Oh, absolutely. Sequestration will be devastating. It will hurt our economy. It makes no sense. These are across-the-board cuts. They're focused only on a small part of the federal budget, the part that's already sustained substantial reductions. And particularly for our region, where we have a large number of federal employees and federal contractors, it's going to be particularly hard for us.
It seems like some of your colleagues in areas that won't be hit as hard as our area here just don't appreciate the urgency or just don't worry about it as much.
Well, it's going to affect the whole country. It's going to affect the economy. It's going to affect people throughout this country. So I think it'll be felt and people will recognize that this is just a mindless way to deal with the budget deficit. We have to make tough decisions, and we need to get together, Democrats and Republicans, and let the system work. Let's compromise. Let's get it done. But right now, there appears to be no willingness, particularly among the Republicans, to negotiate on the revenue side.
Now, just down the road, in March, we come up with two more deadlines that could be even more problematic than what we're going through right now with the sequester, that being for what's going to happen with a continuing resolution, the budget process as it's been of recent years in this country, and also what we're going to do about the federal debt limit, which pretty soon will be coming up to and will have to extend. Is there any reason to believe that down the road, when these crises arise, that we'll be more likely to resolve them than what we're doing right now?
Well, what we need is a long-term solution to this problem. We just can't continue to kick the can down the road. We need a solution that will get us beyond just a couple months and be a budget plan that puts us on the glide path similar to the Simpson-Bowles framework. I think we can get that done. I've talked to enough of my colleagues on both sides of the aisle to know that there's enough common ground for this to happen. But I think it's just a short-term fix. It's not going to solve the problem for this country. We need to have a game plan here.
If you know there are enough colleagues on both sides of the aisle to make it happen, do you blame leadership then?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to blame any one person. I know it's been extremely difficult, but particularly in the House of Representatives, where the Speaker has been challenged by his own caucus. But we have to overcome that. We got to put the nation's business first, and we got to let the system work. Democrats are prepared to sit down and say, look, we want to make sure we have enough revenue. We believe that people who are well off should be paying their fair share. But we also understand we have a spending problem. We have to deal with the health care system and bring down the cost of health care. Republicans have to be able to sit down and say, look, this is not a problem just on the spending side. We need to also look at the fact that we spend so much money through the tax code. So I think if Democrats and Republicans will sit down and work together, we can work this thing out.
Now, as you take a look at the circumstance, some states are going to fare worse than others when sequestration begins, and it appears now that that's very likely. What happens when you talk to a senator whose state is not going to be impacted as much as, say, Maryland or Virginia might be? What do you hear from them?
Well, first of all, this, as I said, is going to affect the entire country. It's going to affect our national readiness for national defense. These across-the-board cuts will affect training, will affect the ability of America to do what it needs to do for our national security. It will affect everyone in this country making a phone call to try to get their Social Security checks fixed up. It's going to affect everyone in this country as far as air traffic is concerned and longer lines at the airports. Everyone's going to be affected by it, but particularly our economy is going to be affected. So whether you live in the Midwest or whether you live on the East Coast of the United States, the economy is going to take a hit if we don't get this done.
Well, I hope some of your colleagues hear your common sense words, Senator. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Good talking to you.
Maryland Senator Ben Cardin, a Democrat.